Good morning. Yesterday we discussed the saying the bracha of Shehechiyanu during the 3 weeks, and what came out of the discussion was fascinating, that the problem during the 3 weeks is not buying new clothing or buying a new car or buying new other appliances per se, but the problem is the saying of the bracha Shehechiyanu, because the bracha included in the text of the bracha is Shehechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'hagiyanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gotten us until Bazman Hazeh, till this time. And in fact, the Bein HaMetzarim between Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av is not a propitious time for Klal Yisrael. It's a time of tragedy. So this is not the proper time to be saying that bracha, that we have reached a time of tragedy. So because of that, we avoid buying clothing that will cause us to have to say Shehechiyanu, or other appliances that will require us to say a Shehechiyanu as well. So the problem is in the saying of the bracha, not per se in the buying of the items or of eating a new fruit that requires a Shehechiyanu. In of themselves, that's not a problem, but we can't say Shehechiyanu at this time of year. So today, our question is, what are the halachas as it relates to buying new clothing and new appliances? So to introduce this question, to introduce the answer to this question, we have to divide up between two different variables. The variables are as follows. Are we going to be using the item, or are we simply going to be buying the item? There's going to be a difference, a distinction between purchasing something at this time of year and actually using it during the 3 weeks. And number two, the variable, two other variables we have to distinguish from is the time period that we're talking about. Up until Rosh Chodesh, that is included in the 3 weeks, but up until the 9 days, that's up until Rosh Chodesh Av, and from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. So those are the two time periods we're going to be grappling with. In addition, another piece of very important information is the brach of Shehechiyanu. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Shakone Beged Chadash, somebody who buys a new piece of clothing, Shiyesh Lo Bo Simcha, that causes you to have Simcha. It's not buying a pair of socks or buying undergarments or just even a shirt, but it's something that is very special, that brings us special Simcha, special happiness. On that, we say a Shehechiyanu. So the question is, when is the Shehechiyanu said? As we said, we have to distinguish between when the item is purchased and when it's used. So in fact, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that we say Shehechiyanu when it is purchased. We don't wait until it is used, with a couple of exceptions. For example, if the clothing that we bought, it needs to be altered, it needs some changes on it, then we wouldn't say the bracha when it's purchased because it's not ready for use yet. Or when it comes to a kli that needs tevila, if we buy an appliance or some other important item that brings a simcha, but we need a tovelet in the mikveh, cannot be used now. Accordingly, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, we would not say the bracha on those items when we purchase it. We would have to delay until they are functional. But the default would be, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that we say Shehechiyanu upon purchase of the item. But there are obviously dissenting opinions. The Ma'amar Mordechai, the Kaf HaChaim say that we do not say the bracha when purchasing those items. We delay it until actual use of the item, or until the wearing of the garment. And in fact, that is how the majority of the world is nohag, that we don't say the Shehechiyanu on purchase of the item, but rather on use of the item or wearing of the clothing. Okay, so based on all of that background, Rav Yitzchak Mordechai Rubin, a coin from Harnof, the author of the Orach HaShabbos, says as follows, that we have no explicit prohibition in the poskim of buying clothing, even a suit, even nice clothing, unique clothing that brings us happiness, or new appliances during the time, this time of year, during Bein HaMitzarim, before the 9 days. After the 9 days, we can't buy, but before the 9 days, there's no explicit prohibition, but rather the prohibition is saying Shehechiyanu during the 3 weeks. So accordingly, if we would buy something that would require us to say a Shehechiyanu, we can't buy that item. We can't have the new fruit, for example, as we've talked about. That cannot be done because that is causing the Shehechiyanu. But purchasing per se is not the problem. So based on that, we have four halachas that we're going to bring out right now. He says as follows, Begadim pshutim, shein mevarachim alem Shehechiyanu. If you're just buying simple clothing that we would not say a Shehechiyanu on, and his example is buying a shirt or similar, that it's not a real simcha, for it's more of an ordinary purchase, there's no problem buying such items during the 3 weeks up until Rosh Chodesh Av, not including Rosh Chodesh Av. So up until the beginning of the 9 days, we can purchase things that have no requirement of a Shehecheyanu. That's halacha number one. Number two, somebody who buys shoes, the minhag is to not say Shehecheyanu on shoes. Accordingly, it's permitted to buy shoes up until, again, Rosh Chodesh Av, up until the 9 days. Number three, and this is going to be the chiddush, v'chein misha noheg levarach Shehecheyanu, somebody who is knowing to say Shehecheyanu only when they wear a piece of clothing, but not when they purchase the clothing. That's the minhag ha'olam. Yachol liknos beged chadash, it's permitted to buy new clothing, even though we would typically say Shehecheyanu. It's a special clothing, a special suit for me, very expensive garment, whatever it may be. It's permitted to buy that even during the 3 weeks up until Rosh Chodesh Av, up until in the 9 days. You simply have to wait to wear it. We have to delay the Shehecheyanu, and the Shehecheyanu is on the wearing. So we delay the wearing until after Tisha B'Av, and then we would say the Shehecheyanu. And last halacha is Kelim Chadashim, anything that is a new kli, that the brach is not Shehecheyanu, but is Hatov V'Hameitiv, it would be permitted to say that as well, to purchase that as well, excuse me, to purchase it as well up until the 9 days, up until Rosh Chodesh Av, it would be permitted, because our whole problem is the saying of the Shehecheyanu. The problem is not Hatov HaMeitiv, and in Mitzvah Sem, we will discuss more about items that require a Hatov HaMeitiv b'mkom, in place of the Shehecheyanu. We'll discuss that in Mitzvah Sem tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.